The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
I feel like we always say this after we've had a little bit of a break, but we have so much to catch up on.
I know.
So much.
It's also, when we come back from a break, we also have no idea how to do the intro. That's also a thing.
That is a
thing.
What's
my line?
What's my line? I'm like, you're high. Okay. I'm hey. Okay. Got it. Who's doing this? And listen, this was a second take. Let's just be honest with the people. This was a second take because we forgot what was going on.
As a collective.
And we mean me.
We mean me. I was trying to disperse the blame.
I appreciate it.
I know.
It's a collective burden.
Yeah. I'll take some blame.
It definitely wasn't me, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, we're back, ladies.
Yes, we are.
And it feels good to be back.
Yes. I mean, and again, not for you, because we're here every week.
I know.
But for us. I wonder if y'all can feel that. Can you feel the reuniting?
Yeah. Can you?
Can you feel
the love on this couch?
Ooh. But also, that's a little spicy. Well, starting off strong.
Which question? Did you guys see the live action of that one?
Yes.
Lion King?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And what did we think?
I loved it. I mean, I loved the soundtrack more than I liked the actual movie. But
agree.
I liked the movie. I thought it was good.
That soundtrack was
fantastic. Beyonce was giving.
Yeah. And I honestly really, really liked that live action because I feel like the other live actions that have come out didn't really do as justice as I had expected.
Right.
Like, for example, like Jungle Book, it just was like kind of different plot and just like different, like, I just wanted the live action of like what
I wanted
old
what
story.
I like the cartoon, but literally just people.
Mm-hmm. See, that's actually why I didn't like it. For that exact
reason. Really?
It was almost a shot-for-shot recreation of the animated version.
Right.
So to me, I was like, why does this need to exist?
Why does this
oh my
exist?
God.
But,
okay,
but
that's
the soundtrack did kill it.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was great. But and it's because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the movie was like almost the same shots. But and also they say live action, but it's all
animated.
CGI.
Oh, CGI. Yeah. I get what classifies as live action.
It was live action backgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they went out there and just like shot in a field and then we're like, all right, that's a wrap.
You did good job, everybody.
Yeah. good job, birds.
And you see, and that exact problem was with the live Mulan. Like, why were we not having the original characters from Mulan? Like the dragon and Shang. Like that loses my interest respectfully. Like
no, right.
So you know what? Maybe we have a good idea. We keep somewhat to the story, but like a little bit of dash, like a
right,
plot
we changed
twist.
The plot twist. Okay,
just
well,
a little bit. Like
this
it was a dream.
Kind of goes into I was gonna ask, like, the Snow White. Situation, Rachel Zegler.
I want to talk about that.
Just like, because I feel like, I mean, that's a live action that's coming.
Yes.
Right. And that's like the buzz. I don't know when it's supposed to actually come out.
I think this fall or this winter. Yeah.
So soon.
Pretty soon.
A video about that landed on my FYP and I was watching it and I was like, wrong FYP. I don't like this.
Right.
And it was basically like a little clip of Rachel Zegler's interview. And I honestly can't even remember exactly what she said, but it was like in passing. And then they were like, this woman was like, see, they're just really trying to like make this a woke story.
Right.
And can you believe that she's a Latina and she's playing this white girl? And I was like,
Hold on.
I don't like this. And I was like, is this my FYP? Like, I want the Latina to like be
doing
this.
Thing.
And
yeah.
So they were like, and then in the comments, I was seeing people like, it just looks really woke. And as you can tell, they like cast like a lot of colored people. And I'm like, and we're upset. about. Right. That is what I'm reading.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, why? So what's the problem? And like, I don't know. So they were really upset in the comments in that video about this Latina being a Snow White. And she's supposed to be white. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, they're like, Snow White?
Like, you don't understand. Can't you read?
Even though it's like, I'm like, she's white.
Also.
Right. Also, she literally is white. She's, yeah.
But even if she wasn't.
Right.
Aren't we past that?
Right.
Right.
Like, right.
I was really like kind of disheartened with the way that whole rhetoric kind of divulged into just like misogyny and like just bitterness and nastiness. It started with like genuine criticism of like Rachel Zegler isn't, you know, appreciative of this role, or it doesn't seem like that in interviews,
right,
or she doesn't respect the original source material, which I think, you know, there were definitely some clips that came off less flattering for her.
Right.
But that doesn't make her like this horrible, malicious person and this terrible actor who we should boycott all these films. And it so quickly went from like, hey, we should be able to, you know, like acknowledge the problems with these past, you know, movies that we're remaking, but still respect them. It really quickly went from that to like, Rachel Zegler is a plague to society and we should hate her.
Right.
And she's this and she's that. And it became really personal. And I was really surprised by how quickly that happened.
Yeah. And I also think the arguments were like, because I guess they asked her in like the interviews, like, what is this Snow White about? Like, what makes it different? And, you know, her response to that was like, oh, you know, Snow White's not waiting for any man. Like, she's going out there, she's doing her thing, like all this stuff, which is what we're all like out here. Like, we don't need no man. Like, that's what we're all kind of saying. And then people were like, oh, so now we can't have a soft life. Girls can't have a soft life. We have to do this and this and this. And it's like, one, I don't think she said that.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of reading into what she said.
And why can't women want to find
and
a husband?
Like, bro,
why
nobody can't, and I'm like, said nobody's that. Saying but also, that. Like, let's not act like we are not all like, we don't need, like, we, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are we all of a sudden, just because she said what we've all been saying, that now we're switching it up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? Which I just Googled the cast because I had no idea.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot is the Evil Queen. And when Wonder Woman came out, it was that same, like, immediate.
Yep.
Same with Brie Larson and, what is it? I said the Fantastic Mr. Marvel.
In Captain Marvel.
In Captain Marvel. Yeah, right. Brie Larson is that same energy.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a quick, it's like, they do their press tour, and then it's like, and we hate her.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were talking about the rising of, like, the stars and how we want them, like, push them and everything. Like, they're so amazing and young and, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we're throwing them in everything. And then you see too much of them, and then all of a sudden we hate them.
Jenna Ortega. I even on YouTube, it happened with, like, Emma Chamberlain. It starts with when
Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm. When these stars, and it seems to really mostly happen to women, when they start, it's, oh, my God, they're amazing. Put them in everything. They're fantastic. Like, I found Rachel Zegler pretty early on did you guys follow the whole Twitter thing when she got cast in West Side Story?
Yes.
She posted that video of her in her high school auditorium belting Shallow.
Right.
And it was unreal.
Yeah. I mean,
it was amazing.
So good.
She ended up getting cast as Maria in West Side Story. The whole internet's behind her. She's like this 17-year-old, fresh-faced girl who was plucked out of a high school, right? Like, the story we can all get behind.
Yep.
And then she's in West Side Story, and she was really good.
Yep.
And then she gets cast in Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and everyone's excited for that.
Yep.
And now she's in Snow White, and it's like something happens where, like you said, we see a little bit too much of someone, and it goes from, we're so excited, we support this person, to like, we've now been overexposed and maybe we're kind of tired of seeing them. And now we as like the internet, I guess, are like reading into everything in a negative way to see like how we can find their downfall.
Right.
Almost.
Yeah.
And it's really gross.
It's gross and it's weird. And I'm like, when did we get here? Like, why? Like, and also, why is the turnaround like so quick?
Yeah.
Like, it's all of them for, like, months, and then, like, a week happens, and they say something weird, or, like, they show up doing something, and it's, like, we also found their mom and their brother and where they went to school and all these things they used to tweet, and it's, like, oh, my God. Like,
it's just, like, the Britney Spears effect, which, like, that just kind of, like, happened to her, where it's, like, we loved her, and the media made us, like, obsessed with her, and then all of a sudden, like, they turned on her, and, like, that's the sad part. And it happens to so many of these female art, like artists and performers and stuff. And I think you're also like, even with Olivia Rodrigo, I'm like, like, I hope that they don't start doing some stuff, because that happened to Miley Cyrus, you know? And I feel like I say this to you sometimes. I'm like, Miley Cyrus, like walked so Olivia could run, because back in the day, I feel like a Disney star couldn't get away with saying like bad words in their songs, even if it wasn't associated with Disney Channel. Like back in the
your
day,
your whole brand was
when
Disney.
When Miley Cyrus tried to like break off a little bit and do like a little bit, Seven Things I Hate About You. And she like, I remember they were like, look at how crazy she is. She's shaking her chest and she's this.
Well, it's the Lindsay Lohan effect. When Lindsay Lohan deviated from like Disney Parent Trap, all of that, they did the same thing. She came out with that album that had like the pink. It was like a black background and like the pink. It was very Mean Girls-esque.
I remember
it.
I still have it, and it was awesome. But it was like after that turning point, the press had nothing nice to say about her. And it's like, there's also an oversaturation right now of like
Timothy Chalamet.
He's in Wonka right now.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that that won't be great, but it's another life. And but we're not seeing like anything about that. And he's been around the same life cycles as a lot of these other stars you guys have brought up.
And I see a little bit of people like making fun of the intro of Willy Wonka for something of an inventor, a chocolate maker. But it never goes past the like that into the like, he should die.
Right. And he should like, why? He's so ungrateful. He's this, is that. Like, it's literally never really getting to that point.
Yeah.
The only thing people are so interested in, it really is about like who he's dating. And then it also then just becomes more about the girl anyway.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's just.
I know. What are we to do?
I wish we could just see women succeed.
I know.
And not then when they actually, we want them to succeed. And then when they get there, we're like, you're not grateful enough, or you said this wrong.
Right.
And
you changed up, you switched up.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
And it's crazy because there are so many people out there and celebrities out there who are doing genuinely deplorable things.
Right.
So why are we focusing on Rachel Zegler, who maybe didn't seem like she totally respected the source material of Snow White?
Right.
And also, do you totally respect the source material of Snow
like,
White?
Like, why all
of
a sudden is that
the hill you
want to
die on? Like, well, what are you talking about? Like, people were in the comments like, I'm boycotting it. Absolutely not. I will not. I'm like,
well, that's when everybody decided they really cared about The Little Mermaid and like the logistics of it all. Same thing. It's my whole childhood, blah, blah, blah. And like saying all these facts, but also like facts about something so not real. Like, this doesn't exist, but you are like going so hard. Why all of a sudden do you care about this?
And The Little Mermaid was, I think, the best live action remake.
Agree.
Like, it was so good. And it's like, what is everyone so mad about? Well, that wasn't my Ariel. I have a toddler who's obsessed with Ariel, who's obsessed with The Little Mermaid. She looks at both and is like, Ariel, Ariel. Mermaid, mermaid. There's never been like a, that's mermaid, that's not.
Right.
But because also like, they both have fishtails. And that's
and they're both Ariel. And also, I'm so sorry. I don't care what was happening in your childhood. Nobody does, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to do anything. Because, when I was a kid, I said, that's an experience for you and you only, not the rest of the world.
Go back and watch the old one. No one's taking it away.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Rachel Zegler situation. I'm glad we talked about this, because it's one of those things where, like, it just gets so nasty so fast. And it's like, can't we just give criticism on, like, and it's not that you can't critique.
Right,
give
right.
the criticism, but don't take it to that deeply personal
canceling people. Like, what are we doing?
I'm like, you guys,
we don't need to do that.
Please.
But anyways.
What have you guys been up to?
A whole lot. A whole lot. It's been a moment. I think I would like to start, if that's okay with everybody.
I would love that.
And I think I want to start with the most important thing and the biggest update that I have. And I just want to start with a bang. She already knows, so this is really for you. And for Jessica, and for y'all. I met Alicia Marie.
Oh, you did.
I did. I met her, and I freaked out. Well, not in front of her, but I had
after
a moment.
After the fact.
After the fact. But I will rewind. So I went to Disneyland with my mom and my aunt and their friend. We went to California Adventure. And one of the nights before we, like, went to the park, we, like, stayed in a hotel, whatever. And we're just, like, having dinner, hanging out, vibing. And they're talking about things that I didn't really care about. So I was like, screen time. I'm on Instagram and I'm, like, in my messages. And I have, like, a video message from Remy Ashton, by the way, casually. Just Miss Remy Ashton in my DMs. And I was like, that's weird. Because why would she be messaging me? We don't even know each other. Like, what are we doing here? So I'm like staring at the thing, like, should I click on it? Duh. But I'm like, and I can't also like me trying to explain to my mom, and she like does not understand. She doesn't know who I'm talking about. Like, it was so, I was like, you are not the target audience right now. And I need you to be
like,
excited.
Who's Remy Ash? And she's like,
I don't know.
Is that your friend from school?
I'm like, yep. Yes, that's my friend from school. Yes. So I'm like, okay. So I click on the message, and it's her like watching my vlogs, and she's like, hey, I'm Remy. This is so weird, but like, I love the vlogs. Like, I love watching blah, blah, blah. And she's there with Ollie, and they're like, you know, talking about like, they just watch my vlogs. And I'm like, shook, obviously, because I'm like, who the fuck watches my vlogs? Like, really? Like, you know, when you're like, yeah, I know people watch, but like, you like don't really conceptualize that people actually watch the things that you put on the internet.
Yes.
And that was like a, oh, I mean, I guess they could have watched it because I do put it on the internet for everybody to watch.
Right.
Whatever. So I like freaked out. I was the whole next day, I was like, wow, Remy watches my videos. That's so cool. And then the next day, Alicia messaged me and was like, watching your vlogs, love it. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I'm in the Twilight Zone, freaking out. I'm like, this is not real, but like, okay, cool. Like, I feel really jazzed about my content. Now we got to keep going.
Yeah.
And also, that was when I was like kind of taking a break. I was like, well, I need to go full send ahead because
Alicia and Remy are like waiting for the upload.
Literally, I'm like the literal OGs of YouTube. Like, vlogs are telling me that I need to be posting. So I'm like, fucking send
they
it. Like, let's
content,
go.
Content, baby.
Yeah. They literally said content, baby, content.
Did that just feel like super validating?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm doing something that like, not only people like, but people that I watch.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah. And then just so like, so random. Like, it was just so, you know, I watch their content and consume their content as a viewer. You know, I've never spoken to them. Like, in the message Remy sent me, and then I looked and there was like a message from like 4 years ago that I had like sent her. And I was like, that's embarrassing.
I love that.
But like, I'm like a fan, you know? And so for them to be like, I'm a fan of you, I'm like, that's so weird. Like, I'm not a real person. Like, you're not a fan of me. I'm not real. Like, you're real though. So that was like, that was great. And then, so they followed me on Instagram, which was cracked. And then Ollie followed me, and then we got to messaging and everything. And then he was like, hey, like, I know you're in LA. I'm like hosting this event. Like, you should come. And I was like, okay, sure. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, let's go. And I was like seeing P, and I was like, well, we need to go to this event. So we need to figure it out, get it together. And so we had a sleepover. We got dressed. We went down to the event, and we're like getting out of the Uber. And we were like, oh, we know that like this is where the influencers are because the cars were beautiful. We were in like such a beautiful space. I was like, I think we're definitely in the right spot. We're getting out of the car. We're trying to figure out where to go. And we like look over, and I see Alicia Marie, but like I wasn't really registering that it was her. Like, I saw a person and I was like, yeah. But I wasn't like, that's Alicia Marie. And then she like said something to me and was like walking over to me. And I was like, holy shit. I literally was like, what the fuck? Like, that's what I said, looking right in her face. I like,
actually,
that's what I said.
Actually, it was more like, what the fuck? Yeah. That is what came out of her.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I
just
that.
Like couldn't believe my eye. Like, I was so not expecting to even see her there. Like, I was like, I know that we're going there and we're gonna meet Ollie, and like, it's gonna be cool. And also, this is when like Remy had a concussion from like all the paint cans falling on her or whatever.
Oh,
so I was
gosh.
Like, I knew she wasn't gonna be there, but like, I just was not, that was just not in my head that was gonna happen. And so we like hugged, and she was like, I'm so weird, like, oh my god, like, hi, I'm Vicky. And I was like, this is like the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life. And so whatever, we were like, okay, well, great to meet you, whatever. She left. Paloma and I were like, I was like, what just happened?
As I was hugging her, I was just like, what is going on? Like, we were in the middle of the street.
We were in the middle of the street.
We had just gotten out of the Uber.
Yeah. And she like walked up to us, and we were like,
and you screamed, what the fuck?
And I screamed, what the fuck, in her face.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's just like slowly walking towards us, and I'm like,
oh,
that's Alicia.
Oh. We're like gonna talk.
Like, she's walking,
like, she's walking towards us. Like, we're gonna like have a chat. And then I was like, don't be fucking weird. Like, don't mess this up. Like, just be a regular.
What?
And then I screamed, what the fuck, in her face. So
it was
definitely
good. It was
that.
Definitely the but energy necessary, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's
that
real
was, yeah.
life. That's
yeah,
me.
That was so real. Yeah.
That's, yeah. And yeah. And then we like right before, because we didn't even go into the event yet. Like, we were just in the street. And so we were like, let's take a moment. We can't talk about this right now because we need to like be real people. But like, we just like met Alicia Marie.
Adrenaline was like 110.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And you didn't meet her as a fan. You met her as like a mutual friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's also why I think I wasn't like losing my mind, because it, yeah, I think that's why I wasn't like actually like throwing myself on the ground, like freaking out, because we did have an interaction. We did speak to each other, like, right. You know what I mean? Like in the DMs or whatever. But that was crazy. It was, I was like, wow, well, I can go home. We don't even need to go. I was like, Ollie, love you, but I got like that, whatever. So we went to the event and it was great. We met Ollie and he's so nice, like so cute, just great. We met TK, she was there. It was just like, it was a really cool event. And I was like, wow, like this is like, I'm trying to do more of this. Like, this is definitely what it was giving. And I thank God Paloma was there, because I was like, to be like, to meet Alicia Marie by myself and then like literally have to just like be at this event and like freak out by myself was not it. But yeah, that's like, I like called my mom after, and I was like, I know you don't know, but like, just understand that this is a really big deal. And she was like, well, I love it for you, honey. And I was like, great.
Me trying to explain it to my mom, I was like, okay, YouTube royalty. And she was like, right. Got it.
That's school Leisha, mom.
School, yeah.
School Leisha.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was like the biggest update, biggest moment. Since seeing you last, that happened. Oh, so,
yeah, that was.
I'm so happy for you. That's so validating. That's so fun and special. And that feeling of kind of like, oh, I made it, and I'm like part of the creator community, to meet people who you watch and who you grew up watching, and to have like an experience that isn't like, oh, I'm meeting you as a fan,
right?
You know,
yeah, like I'm not going to like a meet and greet, or like, you know, so, or like I'm going to like a live show or something. It's like I saw you in a mutual setting where like you were invited and I was invited. And I'm meeting you here, so it was cool. And I was like, definitely giving me like glimpse into the future vibes. Like I was like, okay, I'm gonna run into her somewhere else, because I just get invited to things now. Manifestation. Like that's what it was really giving. I was like, okay, that's like a confirmation from the universe that I'm definitely doing the right thing and I'm on the right track, like for sure.
You are. And you've been killing the vlogs lately.
Thank you so much.
I was just watching one this morning while I was getting ready.
Well, thank you.
I don't miss a vlog.
Period.
I don't. And I don't agree with both of you guys.
Yeah, period. Love that. She's a fan.
Notifications on. Yeah, I'm the fan.
But
yeah. I know. That was honestly so great to like see Ryan, just like, because I know how much it meant to her. And I was just like, I truly like felt moments of like just like watching Ryan. Like I was like stopping and just like watching her. And I was like, oh my God, like this is, I know this means so much to her. And like, it was just so amazing to witness and to see the recognition finally. I'm not gonna cry, but I literally told her, I was like, I'm so proud of you. And I hope that this is like the reminder that you always need, because you are amazing.
Yeah. And that you're on the right track, and that you're creating content that's really freaking good.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I was like, bro, teenage me would be losing her to know. Not that I just like casually stumbled upon Alicia Marie. I called my sister. Bro, she was freaking out, because we watched all of like the roommate wars and stuff that she did over quarantine. Because what were we doing? Nothing. So that's what we were watching. And I was like, girl, you will never believe. She couldn't believe it. She was like, oh, what? Are you going to be on one of her vlogs? Is she going to be? I was like, all right, slow down. Reel it in. But yeah.
I love that.
And thank you for watching 20 whatever. We're done.
I'm just so glad that like that happened to you. And like that's so validating and encouraging. And I mean, that's like one of the really cool things about like creating content, especially being in LA, is like to meet other creators and like form genuine friendships and like connections and go to events, and to have something like that happen and have someone that you've watched for so long be so nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Because I had that same experience when I met with Remy and Alicia a while ago when I was first kind of growing. And I was just like, they were so nice.
Yeah.
And so encouraging and so like giving me advice on the creator community. And, you know, everyone has bad stories about meeting, you know, internet influencers. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people mostly focus on the bad. But there are so many creators who are big and have been big for a long time who are just great people and so nice. And I'm so glad you got to have that experience.
It was really great. We talked about that too. We were like, wow, that was so like genuine and like real nice. Like obviously like being fake nice is good, because you know, if you can, great. But like you could feel the genuineness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. So Remy, Alicia, if you're watching, I I love you.
I know.
It's also great to see people who are genuine and nice and talented succeed.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's, and then when you meet someone who you think is that way and then they really and are that not, way. Yeah. And then every time you watch them, they're like, yeah,
you're like, I'm rooting you go, for you,
you
girl.
Go, girl.
Yeah. Totally.
I know. Every time I see like either of them post now, I'm like, yeah, come
I know,
on.
I know. I'm like,
Remy.
Yeah. I'm like double make sure I'm liking everything.
Yeah. Post those vlogs always. Yeah. Yeah, go.
I know.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happened.
That happened.
Anything else new with you past couple weeks?
No, not really. I mean, regular stuff.
You're like, nothing like that.
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing that happened. I'm like, nothing else compares. So,
yeah.
No, not really. Regular life. What about you?
Okay, so I went on a family vacation. That was great. I like actually didn't work at all.
Oh, you were offline. Is that when you were offline, right?
I left my work phone at home.
Oh. Wow.
Which was awesome.
Did you feel naked?
No, it felt amazing. Well, yes, but in the best way.
Right,
it didn't
right.
feel naked. Yes. It didn't feel naked like I'm exposed
right.
or uncomfortable. It felt naked like I'm naked.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Free the nibs.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It was awesome. But it did take me a little while to like, I don't know, get comfortable like seeing my face on camera again.
Mm.
Oh, right.
Like I came home and kind of expected to like jump right back into things. And I did with like computer work. But then like I tried to like take a selfie to post just to be like on my story. Like I'm back. And I was like, that's weird.
Right.
Like,
do I look like that?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, interesting.
And like talking to the vlog again, I was like, oh, this. Where are my words? I'm like narrating my day. I don't know. But I feel like now I'm kind of back into it. And yeah. honestly, that's good.
Yeah.
Because like what we do isn't normal.
Right.
And
right.
it's good to be reminded of that.
And that's right. why when we sit down, we're like, we're what like, are we saying again?
Who am I? Yeah, yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah. So that was great. And then we came back and my brother got married.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Congrats to thank the brother.
Thank you. I know. I'm so excited. I'm say thank you like it's me. But
I
am excited.
In association.
Not only do I get a new sister-in-law in Bethany, who is a lovely, amazing person, and like I'm just so happy for them. And my little brother looked so happy the whole day. Like
aww.
He's always a happy guy, but like I've just never seen someone just look so like he just was staring at her the whole day with this like giant smile.
God.
He like was crying and just so it was beautiful. Aww. So happy for them.
Oh my God.
He's over the moon. Not only do I get Bethany, I get Jaden. Jaden came up to me at the end of the wedding. She's like crying. She's like, my sister.
She's been waiting for that one.
Yeah. So it was great. That. It was a beautiful wedding. It was wonderful. Grace was the flower girl, and she just loved being around everyone. And Bethany and Grace have like a really special bond. And, you know, I never want to like impose like my child on anyone, especially like on her wedding day.
Right.
But like she was like, can I take photos with Grace? Like, can I hold Grace's hand? Like on her wedding day, like
right.
wanted to sit down and like have Grace on her lap while she was like getting her makeup done and stuff. Like,
oh, cute.
Just that's so sweet.
That's very sweet.
The pictures of you guys in the like getting ready area were so cute. And Grace was just like vibing. I was like, she's living right
that was
now.
That was the one time my mom's Facebook.
I saw on Facebook. I did.
The
it was
Facebook
so cute.
Pics.
And you guys wearing like your matching, what are they called? Robes?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Matching robes. So cute.
So sweet. It was really wonderful. And then me and Steven's anniversary is the day after my brother's wedding. So my brother got married on the 10th because that was just like they had like a shorter engagement. That was the day that worked best.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny. They like asked us for permission as if like I'm going to say no. Like,
right.
as if, like
right.
How dare you
have it like a day ahead of us?
Of course not.
Right.
But yeah, so my brother, but I kind of think it's fun that like his is the 10th, ours is the 11th.
Right. Aww. So much love.
Yeah.
So back to back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Back to back. So then Steven and I went up to LA for the Noah Kahan concert,
right.
which was phenomenal. He's amazing. He's like, to me, like male Taylor Swift. Like, of course, no one can compare to Taylor Swift.
We would never
Don't
ask
Don't even
that.
Try.
Right. No, never.
But, and Noah wouldn't try because he's a Swiftie.
Right. Right. So, he knows his place.
Yes, he knows his place. But like as close as you can get, just amazing songwriter, amazing performer, down to earth. I just loved him. Amazing concert. Steven and I had an amazing time.
Where was the concert?
In LA. It was at the Greek.
Mm. Oh, I love the Greek. Greek.
Yeah. And that was my first time seeing a concert there and I loved it.
It's so fun, huh?
Yeah.
Like the vibes are like really nice.
Great vibes. It's like not like a small venue, but it feels somewhat small.
Mm-hmm.
You
like
know?
Intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was amazing. It was really fun. And then I feel like, oh, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about on the podcast. So when I came back, then I was filming for a Schultzy channel video. that actually Ryan was going to be in. It was letting yes. AI control our life for a day. But you've been dealing with some house stuff.
I had rats, okay? I had rats in my house.
Don't
and
bring them.
I couldn't film the video. So that we're leaving it at that because yep. We can't talk about the rats, but I had rats. Anyways.
So it's just, the video's going to be great, but it's just me and Rachel. Oh, that's the other thing. This is the story that I was like, I want to talk about this on the podcast because okay. I cannot include this whole thing in the main channel video, but like it was bonkers. So the week after that, I come home and I'm filming for this Schulte channel video where AI is controlling my life for a day. So it's like the Snapchat AI bot. So I'm like, you know, asking it questions like, what is a fun thing for a woman in her 20s to do in San Diego? And one of the things it recommended was to go on a snorkel tour. And when I looked up the snorkel tour company they recommended, they had a leopard shark tour that day, which was one of the things on my bucket list from our summer bucket list episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you were like,
yes. So I was going to go on a bike ride because that was one of the other things that it recommended. I'm like, cool, fun, easy.
Right.
I went to bike. And then I saw leopard sharks and I was like,
right.
I'm in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
right up your alley.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And of course, she's like, yeah, let me just do this.
Either that or go on a bike.
Which would see her choose?
Leopard sharks or go on a bike? Which one?
Which one would see her rather do? Yeah.
That is very me.
Right.
It's on brand. So I book this tour. I get a discount because it's the day of. I'm excited. I show up and they give you your gear. I'm all suited up. I'm so excited. I like go out to the beach where they tell us to wait. And there's like this big tent where, because there was a bunch of tours, you know, like snorkel tours and surfing tours and kayak tours in La Jolla. So I'm waiting. Time for our tour comes and goes. I've like checked in with the people. They're like, yeah, wait over here. It's now like 10 minutes past, 15 minutes past. So that at this point, I'm kind of like lurking around where like the employees are to be like,
What's going on?
I want to make sure I don't miss it.
Right.
So this other guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, like he kind of sees me like lurking around and he's like, are you doing the leopard shark tour? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, they told me there's only one other person. So that must be you. And I'm like, oh, it's just the two of us. Like, how cool. We're basically getting a private tour.
Right.
Super nice guy. He's from Denver. And he's like, yeah, like, this has been, like, my dream to do this. And my wife just got a tattoo, so she can't do it. So, like, we came all the way out here, and I'm doing it by myself. And, like, I'm so excited. And so me and Denver guy are, like, broing out. We're so excited.
She's like, this is on my bucket list.
Yeah. We're so excited. The guide comes out. He's like, what? But, you know, it's especially in San Diego, like, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So he comes out and this guy is, and I say this so lovingly because he reminded me of my little brother, Austin. He is the pinnacle surfer bro. Sup, guys? Welcome to Leopard Shark Tours.
Yeah.
Hope you got your sunscreen, your snorkels, because we're going to go out there and have a killer time, bros.
That's so good.
She's doing
that's
it so
great
well.
Like, impression.
It's giving
crush.
It was giving crush. He
oh
was
my
giving
gosh.
Crush. And again, anything I'm about to say about this tour guide is with love.
It's giving respectfully.
Yes.
Yeah.
This would be my little brother. And also, any of the issues I'm about to say really were more about the company than this sweet, lovely surfer bro who's probably like barely an adult.
Right. I totally know the vibes because I've taken like kayak tours out there like near La Jolla. And it's always just like, hey guys, so are we ready? We all here? All right. Do we know how to swim? Okay, let's go.
That's
and like,
it.
That's it. And you're like, all right, well, I hope we're ready. Yeah, it's so much like that.
So that's exactly it. He starts walking us out to the spot where we're going to walk in and you know, snorkel with the leopard sharks. And he's giving us the instructions. And on the website, it said it was an hour tour with a guide with no snorkel experience necessary. There'll be like a snorkel lesson at the beginning, which I didn't need because I've done, you know, a lot of snorkeling growing up in San Diego. So but, you know, I didn't know if the other guy needed it. So we're walking out. And Surfer Bro is like, so you guys like snorkeled before? You guys swim a lot? I was like, yeah, like I've snorkeled before, not for a little while, but I swim in the ocean all the time. I'm really comfortable with it. And Denver guy is like, yeah, like I swim in the pool like twice a week. I'm super comfortable. And I'm starting to think, oh, I hope this guy is okay because ocean swimming, so different than pool swimming.
Right.
But it's not super choppy out there. We're probably going to be okay.
Right.
So Surfer Bro is like, awesome. We'll skip the lesson then and just dive on out there with the sharks. Now, they actually don't let us be out there with you for more than 20 minutes, but you get to keep the gear for like an hour. You can stay out as long as you want. So I'm going to walk you out there, show you where the sharks are, and then I'm going to dip back in. And I'm like, first of all, 20 minutes. We're already 20 minutes into this tour.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. So he walks us out there. Denver guy immediately starts like taking on water. He doesn't know how to snorkel. The waves are coming. He's getting water in his snorkel.
No.
This poor man is like waterboarding himself.
Oh my God.
And this snorkel guide is about to abandon us out there.
Right.
And I'm like so worried for this guy.
Right.
Sarah's about to fucking lifeguard and save this guy's ass.
Yeah. So Surfer Bro is like, we swim out there past the break a little bit. Denver guy starts like, you know, getting his bearings a little bit because we're past the break. Surfer Bro's like, all right, the leopard sharks usually like to hang out in the sand. So if you want to see some, hang out near the sand. Or if you want to dip on over to the kelp beds, you might see some cool fish over there. All right, stay safe. See you guys back there. And leaves.
It's to stay safe. All right, good luck, bitches.
That's what it was.
So then I'm out there alone with poor Denver guy who just wants to see some leopard sharks.
Right.
And I'm trying to like stay somewhat near him because like, first of all, like
you have no one else.
I don't want you to die.
Right.
And second of all, like we bonded.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're doing this tour together. So we're staying together for a little while. We're not seeing any leopard sharks. I, you know, have my head down for a little while. I'm going through some of the kelp beds and I am seeing some fish. I come up. Denver guy's nowhere to be found.
Stop.
No. Can't see him.
Stop.
I'm like, do I go in?
Right.
What do I do?
Right.
I'm like, okay, if I'm not seeing him out here, he probably went in. He's probably okay. I'm going to stay out here for a while longer and try to see some leopard sharks.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm concerned for him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I'm now swimming around. I'm having a good time. You know, I'm just enjoying being out there. I love being in the ocean. And I do end up seeing a leopard shark, which is really
cool.
That. Yeah, it was kind of murky that day, so it wasn't super clear, but I saw it and I got a little clip of it for the video.
Was it big?
It was pretty big.
Like scary big?
No, and they don't have teeth.
Oh.
Yeah. They're totally harmless.
So it's a fish.
It's essentially a fish.
Okay. Hey, you said it like it's just a fish.
A big, pretty fish.
You know, it's not, but you know, it's not, don't got teeth, it's not going to bite your legs off.
Yeah. No.
Right.
And they come up close-ish to shore, like where I was at this time of year, to lay their eggs, which is kind of cool. So it's probably one of the females laying eggs, which I was like, that's really, you know, bucket list, always wanted to do this.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm having a good time. I saw my leopard shark. I'm about to go in. It's been about an hour. And then I wanted to get like a clip for the montage of like my fins, you know, flipping in the water.
Right.
I had my phone in like one of those like waterproof bags because I didn't think I was going in. I didn't bring like the GoPro.
Right.
So I just bought one of those and I'm like kind of contorting myself like this, like trying to get the clip. And my calf cramps, like seizes up. So I'm like floating out there on the ocean, like waiting for this calf cramp to go away.
Oh my God.
Do you have like a vest or anything on?
I'm just swimming, but I'm pretty comfortable.
Listen, the guy said, the surfer guy said, stay safe. That was all he could do.
And I had to listen, you know? Yeah. So the I'm sitting out there, calf cramp seizing up. I'm like, all right, this is it. I'm going in. I saw the leopard shark. I come in, I walk back to the tent area and I see, thank God, Denver boy.
Oh, good.
Denver
good.
Man, he was alive, but he looked like he had just come back from war.
No.
Right.
This man was like just white in the face, red in the body.
Oh my God.
Looked just like, I mean, he looked like he had been taken on salt water for 30 minutes, which I think is
what happened.
So I walk up to him. I'm like, hey, how'd it go? And he's like, this is terrible. He's like, this is such a tourist trap and I feel like I, you know, was conned and they were supposed to stay out there with us for an hour and that guy was maybe out there with us for 10 minutes and he's like,
oh my God.
And I didn't even see a leopard shark. He's so upset.
Oh my God.
So upset. And I'm like,
poor guy.
Just, you know, talking to him, trying to cheer him up.
Like, well, I saw a leopard shark.
You're like, you want to see my video?
She's like, okay, yeah. Check this out.
So that was my leopard shark experience. And I did feel like a little conned out of my money, but also I didn't pay as much as him. And I didn't come out from Denver with this being like a bucket list thing to
do. Yeah.
Also, you don't need a tour to go out and swim with the leopard sharks in La Jolla. You can just bring a snorkel and go. And that's I thought we were going to get some special experience with our guide.
But also,
he just led you to the sharks.
That man should have said, I need a snorkel lesson.
Yeah.
And he should have been like, I need you to teach me. Mm-hmm.
He was kind of broing out with the instructor.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm good.
And I'm chill. And you didn't need it. A girl.
Right? Yeah. And he was hoping you'd be like, can you go over the rules?
Yeah.
And
stuff. Yeah, and he's so like, he didn't have to ask.
He's like, damn, she knows what she's doing.
So
that's so funny.
That was an interesting experience. I wanted to talk about like, I after that, I was like, that was bananas. Like, I want to talk about all of this in the video, but like, this video is already long. I can't just take like an 8-minute detour to talk about like Surfer Bro and Denver Boy.
Right.
But, and my calf cramp.
But so vital and important to the story. So I'm glad that you did.
So I was like, I got to bring it to the podcast.
I know. Right. I know.
God. What, that's like more interesting than the actual shark.
I know.
Itself, right? the whole experience.
The leopard shark.
Yeah. Don't pay for the leopard shark snorkel tour. Just go by yourself.
Just go by yourself. Unless you need snorkeling instructions.
Well, you're not going to get it anyway.
Okay. So you might as well go in, freeball it.
Maybe Google it.
Yeah. Watch a YouTube video.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. But the AI video was really fun.
Good.
And swimming out there with the leopard sharks was really leopard shark. Singular.
Oh, shark. Right.
It was really fun. Yeah.
And a check off your bucket list.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to go again and not pay money for it.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not have to be worried about whether or not Denver Boy is above
alive
or underwater. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Poor thing. Went back to his wife and was like, honey,
baby,
I didn't see the sharks. It's giving like mom, I flew up. He's like,
yes,
baby, I didn't see the sharks because they took my money.
There's
and let me
nothing
drown.
Like a man like in when they're shambles. Just in shambles and yeah. They're like,
woo. Yeah.
The sight of him when I walked back up to tent on the beach and he was just sitting there like slumped against the seawall, like
defeated,
poor man,
thing.
Poor guy.
I know.
Oh my God. Well, we got to kick it to Paloma.
I know.
What's the tea?
Let me give you the tea. And I'm going to be, it's really wholesome content.
That is
how my summer is wrapping up. It has been so much visiting people now that I'm settled into my home and everything sorted out. We can be like, all right, family and friends, come visit us. So we had Ryan, my boyfriend's mom, come visit from Hawaii. So she came to visit, saw our new home. We got to take her to like an Angels game and took her to Downtown Disney, which by the way, that is like a little hack because you know, like moms sometimes are just there for like the little tchotchkes in the stores and like the eating and the drinks. They're not really there for the rides. That's her tea. So like Disney, that was like a Disneyland day, but without like the standing in the line for the rides that she wasn't gonna ride anyways.
Right.
So she was like, oh, this is like so fun. And I took her to the beignets, the
pickle. It's enough Disney to be like, we did Disney, but we're not actually like
she got Disney
doing
merch to go take it, send it back to the family in Japan, you know? Like we got the Disney stuff. And then from there we went like to the Angels game because it was so fast, which funny enough, Ryan was actually at Disneyland at the Downtown Disney with
the same day.
And we had no
idea. And we didn't even know.
Didn't know. God. Had like, no idea.
Yeah. We had no idea that, like, we took pictures at the same spot, literally at the same spot.
There's a statue with Mickey Mouse in Downtown Disney for, like, the 50th or something like that. Yeah. And she sent me a photo of her mom and, like, everyone together. Yep. And I was like, that's the photo. We were there. And I was like, that was yesterday. She's like, I was there yesterday.
Can you imagine if you guys ran into each other?
It would have been insane.
It would have been crazy.
And we probably at least walked by each other, like, once.
Had
like,
to.
We had to. Because also, Downtown Disney's not humongous.
At the same time?
I know we were there at the same time. So weird. Anyways,
all to say, that was the first time that I had seen like the Jazz Kitchen since like the revamp. And it's like newer, but it's like kind of like TBT, you guys, because you know how like Downtown Disney used to look at like back in the day, like very much more like Disney, like the jazz like sounds. And
it looks just old, like older vibes.
Yeah, that like older Downtown Disney feel. And it looks just so much more revamped, which like love, but like that beignets, the Jazz Kitchen was much more like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So, but cool. And I also tried the corn dog that you dip in peanut butter and
the pickle.
Okay, so it's like a pickle and it's like deep fried
like a corn dog,
like a corn dog, and then you dip it in peanut butter and like that's the tea.
Is there a dog in the pickle?
The pickle's the dog, right?
Oh. Or is it the dog and pickle?
Is it dog, pickle, breading, peanut butter, or is it pickle, breading, peanut butter?
Let me pull it up because I can't even remember right now because I think there might be a dog stuffed into the pickle.
This is like the Disney version of a turducken.
Okay, so I got the image just to describe it. You have the hot dog stuffed into a pickle and then it's deep fried over. So when I ordered it, they were like, you actually have to wait because like we'd be making them fresh and all that stuff. And I was right. like,
right, we're shoving dogs into pickles.
So and pickles into corn dog and corn dog into peanut butter.
Right. So I was like, okay, I got my little paper and I had to wait like 20, 25 minutes and stuff. So we went to look at other stuff in the meantime. And then I like got it. And then I remember like wanting to taste it without the peanut butter first just to see what it was. And I remember biting into it and it was like really, really warm, which is nice for a corn dog, but I don't know that I wanted my pickle warm. And that right. was like, it was like warm juice.
Yeah.
Biting into it. And then I dipped it into the peanut butter and I was like, it's getting worse. And I really no. wanted to like it. Like I right. really want, and the breading was good, but I ended up just like eating the breading and the peanut butter because that, I don't want my pickle hot. Like yeah, that was just.
That's why I don't like pickles on my burgers. I'm like, I don't yeah, want hot I don't, pickles. Like yeah. I just am not.
It can be a spicy, like hot isn't spicy. Yeah. Right. It's like a hot but pickle like, that way.
Warm. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think it would have been like nicer if it would have not just been so hot. So maybe I should have waited for it to cool down.
Well, but I did
it. But if that's how they serve it, right. that's how it's meant.
Right, yep. right.
Don't blame yourself about the hot pickle, Pete.
Right. Thank you for that. I needed that. So just lots of family stuff like that. And she visited. And then the weekend following, my parents came up from San Diego to see my home.
Right.
So it was fun. Like action-packed of family time. So like we just did like rooftops and did family stuff like going to Dave & Buster's and just fun stuff like that. So just really wholesome and just like enjoying quality time. And oh, actually, I forgot. I went to the Drake concert.
Oh my oh. God.
It just like dawned on me. No. I didn't even add that on my notes.
Right.
But it was like, let me start. I got these tickets for Ryan for his birthday a long time ago. But like when you buy birthday tickets, I feel like you forget about the event until like it comes. And I'm like, right. oh my God, we're going to Drake in like 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
So we went to Drake and it was like so awesome. And he had a really good time. So it was a great birthday. I did a good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Good girlfriend point.
Good girlfriend. Yeah. Thank you. Good thank girlfriend. You. Thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was so jealous. I was like, the day of, I was like, I hope you guys are getting so lit right now. I wish I was there. Like, I want to sneak in. Just bring me into the clear plastic bag. Like, please. I want to go so bad.
Which, by the way, they were so strict about the bags. I saw so many girls getting like turned away and stuff like that. They were like, nope, not doesn't meet it. Doesn't meet it. And I was like, so glad that I didn't bring anything because I was like, I have been like,
no,
I just don't want
to
take it.
Throw your whole bag away.
Yeah. And that sucks. So, and which, by the way, also Downtown Disney is getting pretty tight with their security. I got like searched to go into Downtown Disney, and that's never happened to me before.
We talked about that with my mom too. We were like, oh, like obviously you got to go through the whole nine to get into Disney, but we thought you could just walk in because before you could just walk in and it wasn't a part of the park.
A couple years ago, they moved the security used to be like after Downtown Disney, right before the parks, and they moved the security to before Downtown Disney or if you're parking for the parks, like at the parking structure. So when you're in Downtown Disney, you've already been like searched and everything.
Which I get like.
Which fair.
That makes sense. Yeah, like that
lots
definitely.
Lots of children, lots of.
And it makes sense because then it also I feel like doesn't hold up like the actual like ticket line situation. Yeah. Like you're already in, like get in line to go into the parks and like do your thing.
Yeah.
Well, is that that's it?
Yeah.
Family and Drake?
Yeah.
Good, that's a good combo.
And pickles. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it for me, you guys. Honestly, it's been very chill and I'm just, you know, doing lots of getting back into the vlogging. So I will, so you'll be seeing some stuff. I did shoot something the day after the Drake concert. So We'll hold on that. But there's content coming. So lots of working on that kind of stuff.
Good.
Do you feel like now you've gotten settled in your new house? Because I know last time we talked, you were like, I have been thrown into the depths of adulting.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like my house is settled and I'm so comfortable in it. And now, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. It slipped my mind that I also applied to be like adopt a dog. And so I like sent in the footage because I started the process and I had to submit these applications and they're like, okay, great. And then I like told them some of the pups I liked. And then they're like, okay, great. You need to send a footage of like your backyard to ensure all the safety. So like I've sent in videos and we're waiting back to hear. So we're in the process of potentially adopting a fur baby. So
yay!
I know it's finally happening and it's a long time coming. And I'm just so excited to have a fur baby. Like I'm ready. And it's so weird. Like how did I don't know.
How'd you get here? I would like to know that she did wait until we weren't living together to decide that she was ready, but whatever. And I'm like, you think you got rid of me, girl? I'm gonna be over twice as much now. Good luck to you.
I know, which I'm so glad because then she can be the auntie, the fondantie that always takes care of the pupperino and the dog loves you.
And gives treats. And
I know, it'll see auntie and be like, oh my God, am I getting a new toy? Am I getting a treat? Every time I see her, she gives me something new.
Yeah. How fun.
What kind of dogs did you, like, mark that you're interested in?
So I am looking at a smaller pup. I need her to be able to travel with me, hopefully, is what the goal is. And so I'm looking into, like, dachshunds, corgis, chihuahuas, anything just, like, of that nature. But I think that, like, my heart is pretty set on, like, a dachshund. I've just, like, always wanted a wiener dog.
They're
and, like,
so cute.
I just, like, have so many ideas. Like, if I got one, imagine naming it Chili Dog or something. Oh. Stupid like that.
Right.
I know. So I know. I just think it's got to be something like that. Mm-hmm. And then like, or like corgi and be like Butters.
Right.
Biscuits.
Right. Yes, of course.
Get two, biscuit and gravy.
Oh. Wait. Loaf.
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 Loafy. Okay.
I love pet names.
Me too.
Me too.
Because there's no rules.
Right.
Like if you have a human, you can't name them like,
you can't,
you know,
name
pretzel.
It Butters. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't name the kid Butters.
Yeah.
We just can't do that.
You can't.
But like nobody's batting an eye at a dog named Butters, but also people are batting an eye at dogs named like John.
Yeah.
You're like, this is not a human. Let's give it something.
But I do like when people give them human names that are like super like sophisticated.
Cornelius.
Yes, exactly. Like if I'm getting something like, oh, this is Sir Cornelius, I'm
right.
like, period.
Like that dog owns like a ranch and also wears like a bow tie.
And has a British accent.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you guys ever see I get these on TikTok all the time. It's like vets talking about like their favorite names of dogs that come in.
Yes.
So funny.
I love also the dog groomer ones too.
Oh, yes.
So funny.
I eat that content up. Yep. They're like, oh my God, this is Fifi and she has problems. I'm like, I love it. I'm eating it up. I love it. So good. So yes, a fur baby is on the way. Hopefully the stork will deliver her soon.
Yeah.
I was gonna say we should throw you a dog baby shower.
Oh my God, we totally
should. Yeah, when it's time. Yeah.
Like puppy pads and like food and toys.
Right.
Please.
Right.
And I kind of want to use that session as like a name brain, like brainstorming session. Like maybe that's what we'll do.
Like once you see the dog, you're like, okay, what do you look like?
I
look like a this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they do look like something. Once you know, you're like, I know who you are.
Yeah. We should be so annoying with it too and make it like a true like baby shower.
Yeah,
like
we should
play games.
Do a gender reveal.
Gender reveal. Oh my God. Yes.
You should do a gender reveal.
We have to.
And just be super annoying about it.
That could be the first party you host at your new place.
Yes.
I'll
come to my
like
gender
this.
Reveal baby naming session.
For my dog.
The dog comes out. It's like wearing a shirt. There's like a video going around right now where it's like the gender reveal is like a dog wearing like the shirt. And so like they open the door and the dog comes out and everyone's like, ah, and the dog like looks like, all scared.
Yeah, because they're screaming at it.
Because they're revealing and he's being screamed at. So I'm like, imagine we like the dog comes out and everyone's like, oh. Like, holy shit, what are all these people doing here?
Right. Yes.
This is my house.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh my God. Can't wait.
You guys should comment below what P should name her dog.
Yes.
I want to hear.
Yes.
Accepting all submissions.
Yes.
Please, your best doggo names below.
Well, anything else interesting you guys want to sprinkle in at the end here? Jess, and any exciting things?
I know.
I think the next catch-up episode we have will be Renee Rapp, won't it?
Yes. We are going to see Renee Rapp.
Yeah, Paloma had a great idea. Now we're all going to go see it.
Yep. And have a great little girls' night.
Yeah.
And you know what else that will be? Halloween episodes.
Oh my God, it's finally here.
Tonight, we are having a sleepover and we are pitching each other ideas for our 2023 Halloween costumes. Mine are unhinged. I'm sure yours match the energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
We made PowerPoint presentations.
Yes.
I think we're going to make a TikTok of it, so you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. But also, we will see this before we film some of them. So you can also leave some of your Halloween costume ideas down below as well.
Yes.
Because we will see them and take them into consideration.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.